As the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. In the evening of that same day, the first day of the week, the doors were closed in the room where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood among them. He said to them, "Peace be with you." And he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were filled with joy when they saw the Lord. And he said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I am sending you." After saying this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. For those whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven. For those whose sins you retain, they are retained." Thomas, called the twin, who was one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. When the disciples said, "We have seen the Lord," he answered, "Unless I can see the holes that the nails made in his hands and can put my finger into the holes that they made, and unless I can put my hand into his side, I refuse to believe." 8 days later, the disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. The doors were closed, but Jesus came in and stood among them. "Peace be with you," he said. Then he spoke to Thomas, "Put your finger here. Look, here are my hands. Give me your hand. Put it in my side. Doubt no longer, but believe." Thomas replied, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said, "You believe because you can see me. Happy are those who have not seen and yet believed." There were many other signs that Jesus worked and the disciples saw, but they are not recorded in this book. These are recorded so that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing this, you may have life through his name. The Gospel of the Lord. So for the disciples, the 3-year apprenticeship is over. And the apparent disaster is that the group will disband in disgrace. So this week's gospel brings in the darkness of the Lord's absence. The disciples are locked in a room. After his death, they are deeply afraid and rooted in fear. However, Jesus came to them in a new way, and gave them a commission to carry out his mission, the mission of overcoming sin and bringing forgiveness to others. They were dramatically transformed. He gave them the Spirit so that they would be missioned with the same Spirit that enabled him to be faithful to the Father's mission and continue through his past passion and death to resurrection. In the text today, Thomas represents every person. He was not present when the risen Lord appeared to the group, so he had doubts and questions and refuses to believe. Thomas was missing, but his mistake is that he was searching for the old Jesus. Thomas is brave enough to share his doubt with the community. So his questions and doubts in our life of faith are not a bad thing. Very often they help us to greater maturity and a deeper understanding of how God works in our life. Thomas has to wait another 8 days before he receives a personal invitation to believe. He is confronted by the wounds of Jesus and reminded that his suffering and passion are real. They are proofs of God's love for us. Thomas is invited to touch them. And so the narrative moves on. We're in the final chapter of John's Gospel, and he tells us that he's concluding his story. However, in the new age of the resurrection, the Lord is to be found in the mission of the church. And this is taken up aptly in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, telling us that having been given the gifts of the Spirit, the disciples are able to leave the locked doors behind back into the community to give witness to the events that they have been privileged to be part of. So for those who are able to take the leap of faith, they are encouraged to witness to it. The Lord lives in the innermost heart of all those who share life in his name. It's possible to believe in the Lord without seeing him, and that is why Thomas's witness is so important. If faith is one of the gifts of the Spirit, then it is a form of life that has to be nourished, helped to grow, and loved into maturity. In some ways, the season of Eastertide is our time as Christians to appreciate better how God is continually present to us. There is no such thing as an absolute certainty about spiritual things. We need the gift of faith and that trust in God's merciful love to enable us to be true disciples and witnesses of the risen Lord. Absolute certainty in spiritual things will only lead to arrogance, intolerance, and stupidity. The world is full of doubters and unbelievers today, and faith is under more pressure than ever. For this reason, we need to be strong in our resolve to be faithful to the mystery of God's love that has been revealed to us in the presence of the risen Lord. The annual celebration of Easter is our opportunity to have our faith rekindled, and over the Sundays of Easter time, to relive the energy and excitement of the early Christian community as the faith was spread in the world. The only witnesses in the world today are Christians, followers of the Lord. And I'm reminded of those words from the great Spanish mystic, St. Teresa of Avila. Christ has no body now on earth but yours, no hands but yours, no feet but yours. Yours are the eyes through which Christ's compassion is to look out to the earth. Yours are the feet by which he is to go about doing good. And yours are the hands by which he is to bless us now.